You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT. WRCT.
Pittsburgh. We own
everything.
And your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
Gather round, creeps. Gather round, fools. Gather round, spirits, and gather round, ghouls. Listen to me, for I have a story of black...
You know what I figured out? I figured out this show works so much better. This show is so much better. 1,000% better when I turn automation off. So let's try this again. I know, I was talking to myself, I was playing music. I mean, we only lost a minute of it. But what is this we're speaking of? My name is Paul. Today is December 5th, 2025, and this is a show called Viva La Mac. No, wait, that's in the middle of the song already. See, I told you, I was already playing the song. All right, we'll try it one more time. One more time. See if I can figure this stuff out. My name is Paul. Today is December 5th, 2025, and this is a show called Viva La Mac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
Yeah. fall for your naked eye. But I'll be here long after you kiss this world goodbye.
Do a song here called, it's actually two songs. It's called Animal Speaks About the Eye Game. Thank you.
show up in my mind sometimes at night. Well, I wait for daylight, but nothing is said. Mama is wound too tight. Eye to eye.
I'm thinking that I love you.
Rogers Sisters wrapping up that set of music from Three Fingers, which, believe it or not, came out 20 years ago now, but from Three Fingers, Freight Elevator. So what you heard before that, some Gang of Four from Entertainment with Damaged Goods. Also played the Numbers Band, Akron, Ohio's own 156075, the Numbers Band from Jimmy Bell Still in Town, a live recording of them doing Animal Speaks. Brand new music for the Mommy Heads in that set of music. New album's called No Quietus. I believe this is the first single, Triumph and Crash. I believe. I don't know. I played a different song a couple weeks ago. Got a great response. So I wanted to play a different song again. So that's what I did. New Mommy Heads for you. And Lou Reed. Lou Reed starting off the entire set from the Rock and Rule soundtrack. My name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me all sorts of things. And I'm okay with it. It is December 5th of 2025. A little bump on the start of this show. Just a little bump. I didn't turn off automation, so I was literally not playing a show to anyone but myself. And I had to turn the automation back off and then start my show over. And then I flubbed. And it didn't matter. We're here. We got here. And I need your help. I do need your help with song suggestions, because normally when I'm gone for a few weeks, and if you didn't realize it, I wasn't live last week. I know I wanted to be. It was Black Friday. I had an entire show set up for it. And then I got the phone call that I had to go down to Arsenal Lanes and DJ, which I normally try not to do on a Friday night because I have this gig. So I played that show down there. Not sure if the Bowlers dug it as much as I did. And then 2 weeks ago, I had a recorded show, but it was a new recording. It was a show for that day because I knew I was going to be out of town. Much like next week, which is what, the 12th? I know I'm going to be out of town, so I'm going to do my best to try to get you a fresh show next week as well. So it'll sound like I'm live. In fact, all the emails I got over the past couple weeks, I've gathered them up. I've written down all your requests, and they're now on the log for tonight's show. Tonight's show. Hey, don't forget the food stamp program can help you buy the food you need, because many folks who are eligible, they don't know it. You don't need to be on welfare. You can be working part-time, full-time, and the amount of money you can make and still qualify has gone up. To find out more or to apply to the food stamp program, call Just Harvest at 412-431-8963. I tell you, I played the Gang of Four earlier this week. I was driving around, as I do, listening to WRCT, as that's all you should do when you drive around. And I caught this show called Spit Fountain. Ooh, I know, gross, really. Who'd call their show Spit Fountain? But these kids do. Because why would anyone want to go swimming around there and splash around with us? Spit Fountain. Nope. But Tuesdays at 8 p.m., you can tune into Spit Fountain for the music of DIY punk from the local scene and beyond. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the set that I caught on the show. They played some Gang of Four, some Black Flag, some Cherry Glazer, Shonen Knife, Soft Boys. Wow, does it sound like maybe? Maybe? It's a show I would like, yeah. And maybe a show that you would like. Again, it's Tuesdays from 8 until 9. Here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what happened on Tuesday? Speaking of that, guess what happened on Tuesday? Yeah, we got our first snowfall of the year. So I gotta play my obligatory snow songs.
Thank you.
last night it snowed. Powdered sugar cedars line the road. They look good enough to eat, but I don't think I would. I can't imagine that they'd taste too good. A blanket white, at least it was when it came down last night. But morning brings the rain, the blanket's washed away. Now everything turns back to gray. And now you're there. The rain has fallen, wetting down your hair. I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I believe I might have told you so.
Just a little tease. See the way she became insanity.
I should have known that's when the song ends. I should have, but I was reading something. That's on me. Procol Harum by request, actually. Caller called in the request line at 412-268-WRCT and said, Moxter, before I give you a request, I want to let you know I really, really love your show. And you know what that is? That's the buttering up part of things. And then he went as far to say, could you play some Procol Harum on your show? I was like, well, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, I mean, and he's like, if you don't, that's cool. It's up to you. And I decided, you know, it was going to fit. And it did fit from Exotic Birds and Fruit. Nothing But the Truth from Procol Harum. Oh, I'll tell you my other Procol Harum story. I went back to the vinyl to find it, because if you heard the scratching and the popping, yeah, I pulled that off of our vinyl copy. I go back to the library and the vinyl, and I'm looking, thinking, yeah, you know, we've got to have something. And I find the Proclaimers, and then I'm like, right before the Proclaimers, according to my alphabet, should be Procol Harum, and there was nothing. And I searched two or three times, and there was still nothing. And then I was just about ready to give up, and in this corner, not even filed, almost like they were shoved back there, collecting dust, was the four or five Procol Harum albums that we have. Explain that. Anyway, before the Procol Harum, how about some Granddaddy? Went back to Someday from 2008 with El Camino's in the West. Big star in that set of music from the third Sisters Lovers album, 1978, when that came out, doing the Velvet Underground's Femme Fatale. Played that one because playing guitar on there, if you heard the noodling on that version, was Steve Cropper. We lost Steve Cropper this past week. Yeah, he was a member of the Blues Brothers. He was a member of Booker T and the MGs. All part of that whole Stack Soul sound, playing on Wilson Pickett and Otis Redding and just a bunch of classic stuff. And I got some more stuff that he played on that I'm going to play throughout the show. But we lost Steve Cropper this past week, so I wanted to pay tribute to him. Ass Ponies in that set of music because last night it snowed. It didn't. It actually was a few nights ago, but it's a great song, and I get to play it every time it snows. Speaking of snow, how about Galaxy 500 doing their version of the Yoko Ono penned Listen, the Snow is Falling from This Is Our Music, which I believe was their final official album before the breakup, before the sordid breakup. I hope we're not breaking up. I really do, because I'm only about 45 minutes into a four-hour show. I need you just for a little bit longer, and I need your suggestions. I've mentioned that before. I love the request because they'll help shape what I'm going to play, because I'm going to run out of songs at some point. I didn't really pull a lot for some reason. I had a lot going on. A lot going on in the Moxster's non-radio life. So maybe that's the reason. That's my excuse for at least right now. So call me at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728, or drop me an email. That's a great way to passively get the information to me without having to engage with me, which is a plus-plus for everyone. Email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Again, that's wrctrequest@gmail.com. Played a couple snow songs. That's really, the snow came, and then it got followed up by the temperature dropping. I think the Pez Band sums it up the best with their song, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
My final bow. Well, I've no
Adrian Belew actually doing his version of Badfinger's Come and Get It. The original version, Badfinger song, released on this day back in 1969. Before that, some brand new music from the Gold Needles.